Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shade. How may I assist you?
Hi, I was just looking at my Visa, and I don't know what this Advantage Discount Homes is.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
78216.
What's your name?
Deanna Frederick. Well, just tell me what company you are.
We are a third-party call center that offers customer support for a variety of companies. Once I get your account pulled up, I can see what you have been billed.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually came on here twice, once for $7.95 and once for $54.97.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't recognize that.
Can you verify your address, Ms. Frederick?
Yes, it's 119 Morgan Circle. San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, so I do see where we shipped out a free gift of a foot massager for signing up with our Factory Direct Saving Store membership, and that membership fee is $54.97 a month.
Oh, I don't have a membership. I didn't sign up for a membership.
That information would have been provided in the terms and conditions when you ordered the foot massager, that membership was included.
Oh, no, gosh, no. It was a free thing for a foot massager, and they said, send, shipping and handling, and that's what I did. But a membership for what?
It's with our Factory Direct Savings Store, so each month they send you a $125 gift card.
No, I didn't order that. Please discontinue that and take this off. I did not order that at all.
Okay, give me 1 second to get this membership canceled.
God, that was very sneaky, and I usually read the fine print because I'm like, okay, come on, this isn't free. I know it's not free. So I read it, so there was nothing in there about a membership.
Man, we usually provide the information in the terms and conditions because if we don't, then it is a liability for the company. But I did get it canceled, and I can provide you with the cancellation number.
Oh, certainly. And, okay, so this is going to be credited?
We can issue a 35% refund on the $54.97.
What?
Yes.
I mean, I didn't order this. Why am I getting 35% return?
Because the information was provided in the terms and conditions. I mean, I can try to get you 50% that way.
Yeah, would you? I mean, I don't remember seeing anything about terms and conditions for a free product that you're only paying shipping for.
Okay. Give me 1 second to get that refund issued to you.
Okay.
Okay, so I did get that $27.49 refund issue. Give it 3 to 5 business days to return to your account. And are you ready for the cancellation number now?
Yeah.
It's C as in Charlie, 258-91-6655.
Okay, this is the confirmation number?
That's the
now
number
listen,
confirming that we canceled. Go ahead.
Okay, now, like I said, there wasn't anything for me to any terms and conditions for me to read about some membership. All this was, this is a free gift that you got because AT&T did something or other. And I said, okay, my feet have been bothering me. Let me go ahead and get this for $7.95 for shipping. Mm-hmm. And that was all I got. I didn't get anything about some kind of membership for each month. I mean, that's absurd.
Yes,
why would anybody do that?
The foot massager was only free for signing up with the membership. The membership was included with the membership.
No, it was free. It was just shipping. It's just one of those things that you just pay shipping. It's
yes,
an electric,
it's
an infrared. It's not a massager. It's an infrared. Correct?
No,
it's kind of an infrared. It's not a massager. It just has electrodes in it. And it just said, for me to do this and
I mean, you lay your feet shipping, on top of it, and it's supposed to massage your feet.
Well, it doesn't massage your feet. It's just electrodes. It's like a little bit of electricity. It's like an infrared. It doesn't massage your feet at all. All it does is kind of shock you, like a TENS unit, a very mild TENS unit, okay? And it's just this little floppy thing. I mean, it was really kind of useless. I almost tossed it. So, you know, because I thought, okay, well, you know, what do you expect for just shipping? So, and it was no big deal. But when I get this, I'm a little pissed off about it. So, and I am certainly not very happy about only getting half of it back.
Well, I do apologize about this inconvenience, but the information was provided in the terms and conditions. It was only free.
Okay, I need you to send that to me because it wasn't provided to me. So I need you to send that to me to show me that, it was provided to me. Because
so,
I'm telling you that it wasn't provided
to me.
When you
initially placed the order for the foot massager?
No, they sent it to me. It was something that was sent to me. And
so,
I said, okay, I'll try this.
They should have sent an email confirming your order, ma'am. You should be able to go on there and read everything that's
okay,
included.
And if I don't have that confirmation for an email, then what? Because I don't remember getting anything
but
from you.
But usually that information is provided when you pick that price of the foot massager. They provide the terms and conditions then.
Okay, so there's going to be an email that I have that's going to provide that information for me. I'm going to go look it up right now.
Okay.
And it's going to be under Advantage Discount Homes?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that where the proceeds go?
Yes.
Okay, so it's called Advantage Discount Homes. Okay,
is
that's
that
what
it says on your billing?
Yeah, Advantage Discount Homes, yes.
Let me make sure that's the correct website. One second. Oh, it could have came from trendyselectionnow.com.
You should have, I'm sorry?
It could have came from trendyselectionnow.com.
Trinity Selection?
No, Trendy. No, T-R-E-N-D-Y. Trendy.
T-R-E-N-D-Y, Trendy.
Selection.
Selection.
Now.com.
Now.com. Okay. Well, I don't have anything that says that. Mine says Advantage Discount Homes, which obviously.
But that's on your billing
me.
Statement, correct?
Yeah.
You're reading that name off your billing statement. So sometimes
yes.
the merchant name could be different on your billing statement, but when you go to check your email, it could be under either one of those names.
Okay. So let me go look at that. And then, so that's my confirmation number for 2747?
No, that was the cancellation number for the membership. I can provide you with the reference number for the email. I mean, for the refund. I'm sorry. The reference
yeah, you're
number
confusing
for the
me. Okay, so you're
I'm
telling me you gave
confused.
Me a 50% refund.
Yes, and I can provide
you with the reference
number.
Okay, so that's 2747?
No, 2749.
2749, okay. And what's this confirmation number you just gave me?
That's the number confirming that the membership was canceled today.
Oh, okay, membership cancellation, okay, that I never ordered. Okay, cancellation, okay, number. Okay, and then the reference number for the refund?
Okay, it's 6959101. 8498.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, reference number for refund. And when will I see this refund?
In 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Okay, you may be hearing from me. I appreciate you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye.